But joining us now, as she does each and every Tuesday afternoon around this time, Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre. Good afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Daniel. Another gorgeous day.
Not too bad. And it's only going to warm up over the next couple of days. There might be a strong rumour that we may even hit the 30-degree mark later this week, which will be lovely.
Yeah, well, especially for the Easter break and get us all out and about in the fresh air and sunshine and do a bit of exercise and good for our health and well-being, I think.
Well, as soon as you mentioned exercise, that was it for me. You've lost me there. All right, let's get into some opportunities. First of which is a cookery and hospitality support person.
That's correct, yes. Bendigo TAFE and the cooking area, they're looking for a volunteer who's interested in cooking and hospitality to assist with the educator in the kitchen environment. So if anybody's out there that's got excellent communication skills and is passionate about cooking and helping others, maybe this role is for you. And, of course, after the school holidays, what a great opportunity to connect to community and help some young people with learning how to cook. But maybe it's not cooking, but maybe it's helping BAPTcare, Home Start Program. They're seeking volunteers to support families who perhaps need a little bit of extra support with those young ones, pre-school-age children, and helping families, because sometimes it can be very busy if you've got one, two, three or four little ones under school age. And so there's some training provided and, of course, a great support. And this is a great program to support the families, the children. Sometimes it's playing an activity with the children or it's helping the parents. Or, of course, maybe the MS shop in Strath Village might be the ideal activity for people, especially those who like vintage and retail shopping. MS shop is looking for volunteers with excellent customer service skills and some basic computer skills. And of course, if you have got an interest or a bit of experience in previous in fashion or display or just customer service, maybe this role is for you. It does involve some standing. I'm an old retail girl and I know what it was all about, standing Mondays to Saturdays for 3 or 4 hours. So it does have a little toll on your legs, but still a lot of great fun.
I like the fact that you've put here previous experience in fashion. As I'm talking, I've got shorts, thongs and socks on. I don't know if that works or not. I don't know about my fashion sense.
Not sure whether how fashionable that is.
No, definitely not. No, I'm not. I'm suitably dressed. Helen Yorston is the manager for Bendigo Volunteer Resource Centre joining us this afternoon. A 12-seater bus driver at Spring Gully. We can all sing along Hail to the Bus Driver.
Well, that's correct. Yes, our friends out at Bendigo Retirement Village, they're looking for one or two people who might be interested in helping drive the bus, their 12-seater bus. About 12 hours a week, so it might even interest two or three people to help support our seniors in the community to get out and about and come into town. Or maybe you're interested in craft or cooking and helping with a group called Company with Cuppa here in the middle of town in Forest Street, uniting Church Hall, right in the centre of town, and having a conversation and sharing some special time with perhaps vulnerable people in our community. And some of the duties include art and craft activities, having some games, having a chat, or preparing the foods for the meal, and having a cuppa and a good old chat with some people. And when we're talking about caring for people, maybe supporting Lifeline, Central Victoria and Mallee. They're always looking for volunteers with excellent listening and personable skills. Because unfortunately, even Easter can be a sad time for some people. So training is provided with Lifeline for 6 months of the, and so if that's what you'd like to do in helping others, just give us a call, 5441 1404, or Google Bendigo Volunteers.
And if you do need support of Lifeline, of course, 13 11 14. Helen, just go back to the 12-seater bus driver at Spring Gully. Yeah. The opportunity there. Do you know what license is required for that one?
I'm not sure.
Yep, that's all right.
No, I don't. But I think. I don't think you have to have a bus license to drive the 12-seaters.
Interesting. That's all right. I was just curious as to know, just because I know a lot of people might be interested in that, but they might not have that specific license. I was just curious as to know. I guess, you know, if they give you a call, you'd be able to find out some further details from there. Helen, just give
and
us
if
the...
Anybody, yep. Yeah, I was going to say, if anyone is interested, I have got the number for the manager there.
Yep.
It's 5442 0000. So if anyone, yeah, because I just thought to me, somebody out there that might have a couple of spare, you know, might be two people happy to give 6 hours a week each and that sort of thing. And I want to wish everybody a happy Easter.
Oh, is Easter around the corner? Yes, quite, of course it is.
It is. Easter's going to look a little bit different in Bendigo, but I still think it's a happy and exciting time to catch up with family and friends and explore our beautiful countryside or travel around Victoria and just enjoy life and look out for each other and stay safe. I think it's an important component of Easter time.
Very well said. Hey, Helen, I really do appreciate your time. You're away next week and then there's a couple of things happening, so we'll catch up very soon.
We will. Thanks, Daniel.